Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Pretty cool event coming to our town this Labor Day. And that is Intrasport and Fox Sports bringing us the second annual State Farm Women's College Volleyball Showcase. And it'll be featuring Pitt and Penn State. So here to talk about that is the Pitt women's volleyball coach, the very successful Dan Fisher, been to four consecutive national semifinals, six ACC titles. He's all signed and sealed through 2030. Dan, how are you? Good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Dan is on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Tell us a little bit about this event, Dan. It seems really cool. It'll be you two joined by TCU and Arizona State. So that'll be four games at the arena, I think August 31st to September 1st. I would imagine it's going to create a lot of excitement. Yes?
Yeah, I am thrilled that our sport and our program is growing to a level where we expect to pack the house and just to be a great environment.
But there's not a chance that you're playing Penn State. I'm reading a story here out of the Post-Gazette. Why is that? Why won't you play Penn State?
Well, we may or may not be playing them this year. We haven't released our schedule yet, so don't put me on the spot. But in this tournament, we will not be playing Penn State.
Right, and that is because of the uncertainty with the schedule after that?
Well, there is certainly. We haven't released it yet, so give me a break here.
Okay, I didn't know why it was that there's four teams there, the story was a little bit confusing. But the tournament itself will be yet another reflection that women's volleyball has really taken off here. I mean, we've seen some outdoor games. We see the tournament every year. And I would imagine that you're just astounded compared to when you got here, both locally and nationally, with the interest in this. Yes?
Yeah, compared to when I got here, no doubt. But the last 3 years has really, it seems to be snowballing. The reason we're playing this type of tournament is because we had two games last year in the Peterson Event Center with over 10,000. I think we, in the field house, sold out, our last 8 or 10 games. And also, I think, aside from the growth of volleyball, we have some great teams in Pennsylvania. Us and Penn State were in the top five in the country last year, and I would expect that both programs will be in the preseason polls really high. So it's a good way to kick it off.
Man, I'll say. And I'm going to be there myself. Limits, perhaps we can go out together the way we did over to Dan's facility one day where Olivia Babcock took serves at us and I was better than you. You remember that?
Yeah, I don't know if that's true and that you were better than me, Joe. We both had one pretty successful pass against Liv, and Dan, I wanted to ask, like, how important was it to be able to make sure that Liv came back for this year as she is?
Well, I don't know that I have the right words, but it's, I think any sports fan, when you have the National Player of the Year, making sure she's on your team the following year, and not just for transferring, but also just, quite frankly, for going pro. We're thrilled to have her back. She is currently, she's the youngest player on the senior women's national team. She's in Brazil right now. And this is, you know, we're going to be, hopefully she'll get in the game tomorrow for the senior national team. But she's, her future is bright, her present's bright. And so she's a great player and a great person.
Dan,
we're lucky to have her.
Dan Fisher, Pitt women's volleyball coach, on the line. We have a big event coming here end of August. It is the State Farm Women's College Volleyball Showcase. Pitt, Penn State, TCU, and Arizona State. Pitt and Penn State will take turns playing the other two teams there. Should be awesome. Dan, you mentioned pro volleyball. What are the options like for women these days? Like, when can they leave school? At any point, are there NFL-like restrictions on them? And what are the options for women out there as far as pro volleyball goes?
Yeah, it was always overseas up until a few years ago. And so, you know, the best leagues in the world are still probably Italy, Russia, Turkey, Brazil. But 2 years ago, the USA started its first league, and now we have two, and the level is very, very high. And so at this point, there haven't been many players that have left to go early, because I would say the money keeps getting better all the time, but it is maybe comparable to what some of them can do with NIL. So there's the sport's growing, and there is, you know, there's some rumors also of a pro team in Pittsburgh, which I also can't talk about too much, but it's a really exciting time for our sport.
So with NIL these days and the popularity of the sport, I would imagine that creates new challenges for coaches such as yourself and programs all over. I saw in softball, I forget, was it the woman for Texas Tech, I think, transferred from Stanford and got a $1 million NIL deal, and she's just an absolute star. What kind of challenges does this create? And maybe opportunities, too, when you're as successful as you guys are, to go out and get somebody.
I think exactly what you're saying. I guess everything that's happening in football and basketball is happening with us. We've just maybe been a year behind. And so the main thing is, I'm sure you guys have talked about the House case, and it would be nice to for this to settle into some type of regulated environment, something that where we all know what we're dealing with. It's been a little bit of the Wild West the last couple of years.
Man, it sure has. We have Dan Fisher, Pitt women's volleyball coach, on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline. How would you characterize your situation going into next season, your team's situation, Dan? It would seem from the outside like there's going to have to be some transition time here with losing the likes great players like Rachel Fairbanks and Tori Stafford in the transfer portal. How would you characterize it?
Well, we had some work to do in the offseason, but we feel really, really good about our roster. And in no uncertain terms, we have the talent to win a national championship. Mm. But you're right, it is going to be, I would say, let me put it this way. Last year, I thought there'd be like a battle at one or two positions, and I probably could only tell you two positions that would start next year. I think we're just going to have incredible competition and incredible depth, really. So I'm excited to get in the gym and see who emerges in some of those spots.
Was it surprising to you that Tori went into the transfer portal?
At the time it was. I mean, not, you know, she had indicated she was going to stay, and none of the girls really knew. So it was kind of between her family and her agent. And so she gave us two great years, and there's no hard feelings, and she made her decision. And so we've, like I said, I guess we're just you know, a little bit. She was the first one that's left my program, you know, unless it was about playing time in 13 years. So, yeah, it was a shock. But, you know, we're having to deal with what football and basketball does now.
So, Dan, you do get Bree Kelly coming back. Ryla Jones is also back. How much of a step do you expect them to be able to take to be able to complement Liv Babcock next year?
Those two we expect to have, you know, huge seasons. And, you know, where we signed two international players that play with their senior national teams. We have really strong freshmen. We have three girls right now training with the U19 national team. And then we have Blair Bayless going later in the summer with the U21 national team. So, yeah, we any number of players honestly could emerge. So it's going to be.
Attention, sports enthusiasts! Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
A battle.
Well, Dan, we appreciate you taking the time today, and good luck with your team. And we'll be looking forward to the tournament, the showcase, in late August. Thanks for taking the time.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys covering our sport and helping to spread the word about this tournament. So thank you.
Absolutely. Take care, Dan.
Okay, bye-bye.
Dan Fisher, Pitt Women's Volleyball. That was interesting. I mean, it's so much to deal with these days for coaches when you have an absolute star like a Tori Stafford,
right?
And she goes, and he was interesting on that.
13 years. He said it's
first time that first other time than playing happened. Time.
Yeah. She was an absolute star. It was her and Liv Babcock that led the charge.
Yeah, man.
It's going to be a different team next year for them. I mean, but there's a lot of talent, but it's going to be a different unit.
It has to be. Rachel Fairbanks was a star, too.
Yeah, and they lose. I think Emmy Klick is gone as well, the libero, who was really good last year. I think she graduated.
He said, though, in no uncertain terms, he said, we have the talent to compete for a national championship again. He's a very confident guy.
Well, I don't blame him. They've gone to four Final Fours in a row. It's just all about taking that next step.
I like him. We got off to a little bit of a rough start there, Limits. Did I phrase the question properly? I was just curious, like, if you have four teams,
yeah,
why isn't Pitt going to play Penn State? Now, the Post-Gazette explained, I don't know, whenever this news came out, that it likely has to do with the unofficial home and home with Pitt and Penn State.
Yeah.
And the Penn State played it at the Pete last season, meaning this year's game would be at Rec Hall. Then it goes on to say the only way the two teams would have played each other was if Penn State was willing to give up their home court advantage for a season, and then Pitt would have to play in State College twice. I don't understand. I'm sorry.
So here's how I understand everything. So I was at the match when Pitt and Penn State played here in Pittsburgh. They played it at the Pete, and
yeah,
Pitt absolutely dominated. They played a I guess you'd call it a scrimmage, at Rec Hall at Penn State this spring during like the spring schedule where you play a couple of different teams.
Yeah.
It's not official. What I'm basically getting from what Dan was saying is...
Dan didn't say anything. I'm telling you what the Post-Gazette story said.
What I'm gleaning from what Dan said, this is what I believe, is that teams love their... It's like the NFL schedule release. Nobody wants to leak out anything. Teams take so much pride in their schedule and marketing when teams are going
to
be playing.
What does that have to do with Pitt and Penn State
playing
in this tournament? So what? Why aren't they playing in this tournament?
Because either Penn State wants it to be a home game or Pitt would rather have it at the Pete in a different time of the year.
Well, why can't you play in this tournament and then have Penn State have a home game later in the year?
I'd be fine with that.
There's four teams in the tournament. It should be the two teams play, and the two winners
play. And then you should play Penn State twice.
Yes. I mean, either way, it's going to be awesome.
They're going to play. Like, I think that's what I definitely took away from what Dan said.
Yeah, but they're not playing in that event.
No. It's not going to be in the event.
That's all I wanted was that. But it did get off to an awkward start. I'll acknowledge that.
A little bit.
I think Dan likes us both, though.
I do, too. I think we should go back to Pitt Volleyball and do another social video.
And ask him why Penn State and Pitt won't play in this tournament. See how that goes.
But they're going to play. It's not like Pitt and Penn State not playing at all in football. They will
play
this year.
No, I know limits. They're going to play. They're involved.
You want to see them play twice.
No, I want to see a four-team tournament where two teams win and the two winners play. Is that too much to ask?
I don't think so. Instead of a tournament, that's why it's called a showcase.
Okay, you're right. Either way, like I said, either way, it's going to be awesome. And I think he's right. I think they're going to fill the place. I mean, Penn State and Pitt just being there. And then it's not like you have a couple of also-rans here with TCU and Arizona State.
Yeah.
This is going to be incredible. And you're going to take me there and maybe take me out to dinner that night and repay the dinner that I gave you and Donnie.
Oh, repay it from the bet that you lost with us. Is that how that works? So we need to repay it even though you're the one that lost.
Every once in a while you get these interviews where you think you're asking like a very mundane sort of, I don't know what you'd call it, sort of informational question, and all hell breaks loose. That's what happened early in that
interview. Well, how about when he said that there have been rumors about a professional volleyball team in Pittsburgh, but yet I can't talk about that?
Yes.
That means we're getting a professional volleyball team at
some
point. Speculation,
do you like
that? I don't know anything, but that's what
let me
take
ask you a question, oh limitless wonder.
Yes.
Is the popularity that women's volleyball is experiencing, this could go for a lot of sports, Is it mostly about the school allegiance? And would that be watered down with a pro team? Or do you think women's pro volleyball will take off?
I think it's going to take some time. Like, we're now seeing the WNBA start to take off, where previous years, like, the WNBA had some good players, but...
But that took
took Caitlin Clark to do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, transformational superstar. Now,
right.
I suppose you could have that. Do we have that in volleyball?
I don't think we have a Caitlin Clark right now in volleyball. Not that I'm aware of, at least. You need a transformational player to be able to do that. Like, is Liv Babcock that? I don't know.
I'll tell you what, she is.
She's incredible.
An incredible athlete. I mean, he said she's already on the senior national team. She's going to be in the Olympics.
Yeah, I did see that. Bree Kelly, or who is it? There's another... Serena Gray, I think it is, another member of the former Pitt team, also played at Penn State, is also on that national team.
This is incrinculent, I dare say. All right, tell us what's coming up next, Limits.
All right, Joe, we have a very special guest. As you know, Thursday is our 5-alarm marathon that'll be at the Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department. You can come out and say hello to us. Jeff Stackich of Dormont Fire Department. He will join us to talk a little bit more and get us ready for the 5-alarm, just about the good that the volunteer firefighters do in our area and the support that they need from all of us.
All right. I can't wait, actually, for that. I'm looking at it right now. Plan to join us for lunch on Thursday at the Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department from noon to 1:30. We're going to have hot dogs, subs, chips, and more. Fan 5-alarm marathon presented by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union, brought to you by South Hills Lincoln, the PA Market, and Fast Rescue Solutions. The more, like, we had that boot yesterday and we had a helmet on our table. So I want to ask this man coming up now about the equipment that these people wear.
Oh, it's heavy.
Oh, my God.
I put on the helmet last year and I felt like there was a brick that was like taped to the top of my head.
Just amazing stuff. Text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates Personal Injury Law Firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Michael McHenry coming up at 1 o'clock. I want to ask him about all things Pirates schemes pitching tonight. I want to ask him about Bubba Chandler and what he saw from him in spring training. And the fact that Henry Davis told Kevin Gorman that Bubba Chandler has the best fastball he's ever caught. This is the personal catcher for Paul Skeens. So that will be a topic that Michael's great. We dive into stuff every week with him. So all of that ahead on Pomp and Joe. The 2025 Fan 5 Alarm t-shirts are available online. Go to KeystoneCustomApparel.com and get your commemorative shirt. A portion of proceeds benefits local volunteer fire departments.
And Joe, we just got our t-shirts today.
Yeah.
They look great.
Mine is right in front of me here.
Me too.
For the YouTubers out there, look at this baby. This could be yours. Look at this limit.
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
It's a good color,
look at that,
too.
Baby.
It's
can you see
blue.
It on there?
Oh, yeah. They could see it. It's got the 5-Alarm Marathon patch on it. It's got 2025.
I love new t-shirts. Do you?
Me too.
I collect them. I'm wearing. You never even mentioned what I'm wearing today.
The Marshall football? Thundering Herd football.
This is unbelievable.
Look at that.
Look at this.
That's an incredible shirt there, Joe.
Yeah, why didn't you mention it earlier?
Well, I saw it on your way in.
Yeah, there we go.
But that's when you were insulting Callis, or Callis was insulting you.
Yeah.
So I didn't think of saying anything.
A little bit of both. Yeah. I think it's unbelievable. My daughter had a volleyball tournament up at Tridelphia.
Tridelphia?
West Virginia.
I've never heard of Tridelphia before. Is that a combination of
right near Wheeling,
West Virginia, and
I don't even know if it's a town or if it's the name of the complex. I don't know. Limits, but that's beside the point. They had a rally house there with West Virginia stuff. Yes, they even have rally houses for that.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.